It's nice to have your company, and we're heading straight to Sydney now. John Quinn is from Quinn Elite Sports, our high-performance guru, and we're getting back into lockdown tomorrow down here in Victoria, or major Melbourne metropolitan area, for 6 weeks. We need some help to get back started again. Quinny, good morning.
G'day, Harf. Yeah, I'm feeling for you. It's not a good place to be, but it is what it is, unfortunately.
No, it's a crap place to be. That's what it is, Quinny. And there's no arguing about that. But people out there are going to be sitting in their chairs today at breakfast and dinner last night, just trying to work out how the hell they're going to get through this. And having to start again, Quinny, as opposed to continuing, I think it's a different mindset, isn't it? How do we approach this?
Well, it's not necessarily starting again. I think it's just a change of your mindset. Like you just said, it was interesting listening to Taylor Adams talking there before. And whether you're an AFL player or whether you're just trying to get yourself moving and, you know, lose those extra couple of kilos that you put on, it's the same thing. Just change your approach to it. And this is your new reality. How am I going to best adapt to this and go for it with that? And, yeah, I think the advice that you're getting from elite athletes can be applied to everyday people.
It does feel a little bit different, though, John, I've got to say. The first time it just, I don't know, it felt like we were going into that and everyone was okay. But I've got to say, I'm not sure if everyone's feeling this same way, but having to reverse back into something that we were hoping we were coming out of, the mindset does just feel a little bit different and it feels a bit tougher. Is that unreasonable, do you think?
Oh, no, it's not unreasonable. It's a little bit, I think, and we're all guilty of it. I think we all started to celebrate a little bit before the full-time siren went, and there was a goal, you know, just after. And, yeah, here we are, back to square one, and you've just got to reset yourself. And for an athletic population, what I'll be saying to them, and I now say to people listening to this, go about resetting, start again, just begin again. You can't go back, so set again. I use an acronym with the athletes I work with, and the acronym is GRAB, and the G stands for set some goals. So reset those goals, and it's all right for them to be the same as what they were before, whether that be to run a certain time or lose an extra kilo or whatever it might be. And the R stands for responsibility. Take responsibility. Blaming other people for the situation that you're in is not going to change it. So what can you actually do here and now to make the most of what you've got? I can remember years ago when I worked at the Bombers, and it was only early days, and I'd promised James Hird that, you know, I'd get his foot right and with the rehab I was giving him, and it was only a couple of games in and the thing cracked again, and he just left the MCG and went home. And I felt terrible because I'd actually told him that, you know, I'd guarantee you we'd get this right. And I can still remember now talking to you, knocking on his door in the dark of night to basically say, well, sorry, I've stuffed up here. And he answered the door, and I'll never forget his first comment to me was, oh, well, what do you want me to do now? And it was like just the responsibility that he took upon himself. And I think that's what we've got to get here. People have got to say, well, okay, well, what am I going to do now? And then that rolls into the next one of A, which is attitude. And it's your attitude that's going to help get there. And the B stands for balance. Get balance in all the things you're doing and go again.
So do you think, John, in the situation where someone's trying to start again or even just starting for the first time, do you have to sort of write down goals? Do you have to and almost be accountable with the things that you do and probably the things that you don't do to make sure that there's some discipline attached to what you're doing?
I think when you write something down, it makes it official. And the other thing that I reckon is that you share that with other people, even if it's only one or two people that keep you accountable. I'm taking a call from a guy later today, and he's on the other side of the world, and he's told me what he's going to do last week. I'm going to see if he's kept his side of the deal when I talk to him later today. One other thing that is, because different people get motivated from different things, it might be visual. And so it might be a picture or something that you can have on your wall that just reminds you of what it is you're striving to go for. So if your goal, it mightn't be a fitness goal, it might be that you want to travel and eventually you're going to get to travel. Get the picture of where you want to go and put it up there just to remind you of why you're actually saving those extra dollars each day. So a goal doesn't have to be just something you think about or dream about. A goal can be something you read about. A goal can be something that you go into an agreement with someone about, and a goal can be something that you can actually draw and see and touch.
John, that balance piece, I think, is a really interesting one. And I'm sure everyone's thinking about it because in many ways, the balance that we normally get in our lives with the extra things we're able to do and the people we connect with, just it just isn't available to us and it's not available to us again. When those things aren't there in the same way that they normally are, what's some advice around continuing to get that balance when we are so restricted?
Yeah, a great question. I think it's really important to just look at the resources that you've got. Don't focus on what you haven't got access to now. So, okay, you can't go down to the gym. So you can do push-ups. You can use TheraBand. You can use a couple of house bricks. So your body doesn't know the difference between a house brick and a dumbbell. It's just a weight. So look at what you have got, not what you haven't got, and set the program in and around that. But I think, you know, when I talk about balance, I'd look at all manner of things. So that might be, well, how are you going with your fitness program? But how are things going at work as well? What would you rate yourself out of 10 with how things are going at work? How are things going with family? Social is a big one. How are you going to go socially with this? And try to get all of those things. If you draw them off and say rate them from 1 to 10, and let's say your social life at the moment is a 2, and your fitness stuff might be 5, but your work, you might have it up at 9. Well, if you put that like spokes on a wheel, that wheel of life's not rolling along too well for you. So it just gives you the points that you've got to put the attention onto to work. And, yeah, there's going to be challenges there. And, yes, you can get around with the poor bugger me syndrome, or you can just say, OK, this is what I'm going to do. Take charge. Take responsibility of how you're going to fix it.
Goals, responsibility, attitude, balance. Grab it, says John Quinn, our high-performance guru. We need to keep rolling, Quinny, but we look forward to chatting to you continuing throughout this isolation lockdown period. Thank you, buddy. Go well.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you all. Bye.
John Quinn from QuinnElitesports.com.